This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing.
He was serious?
Yeah, he was serious.
That's insulting people. And I don't think that was a good answer.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Oh, boy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And do you believe that Ukraine now has the leverage it needs to begin peace negotiations with Moscow?
I think the context is that whether or not they pull him back from Fallujah.
Biden's losing it.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Biden's being a puppet.
And
what about everything we talked about?
Well, I get a little nervous. I'm getting better.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to do Let's Go Brandon this hour, but I wanted to mention a couple of things before we go to Let's Go Brandon. And there's a good story, how the 30 richest communities in Massachusetts voted on the millionaire's tax. And the Dover's number one, they voted 70 to 30. No. Sherbourne hasn't reported in. Wellesley, where I'm from, they're the third richest town. They voted no, 63 to 37. I'm surprised it's that high, actually. Weston, no. The first town to vote yes was Carlisle. They barely voted yes. Carlisle, the median household income is $197,000. Wayland voted yes, 51 to 49, where the median household income is $192,000. Lexington voted yes. These are the real virtue signaling communities of Massachusetts. This is when you know you're dealing with virtue signalers. Manchester by the Sea voted yes. Needham, which you think of as a woke town, but they voted no, 55 to 45. Harvard voted yes, 55 to 45. Concord, I'm not surprised by that one, 55-45. Newton, of course they voted yes, 55-45. And that was it. Those are the towns in the top 30 towns in income in the state that voted cut their own throats for a millionaire's tax, which will soon be hitting everybody in the town and probably everybody in your town, too, no matter where you live. 844-500-4242. Interesting story in the Globe today about the former Yale soccer coach. He coached the women's team. His name is Rudolph Meredith, and he was part of the Varsity Blue scandal. He was taking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get these co-eds into Yale. And so the Globe wrote this story. It was a good story. I printed it up. I put it in Howie's homework. I was Golden, former Yale soccer coach, once the center of Varsity Blue scandal, sentenced in federal court. The Fed said he cooperated. They didn't want to give him any time, and Judge Mark Wolf, who I've had problems with over the years, going back to his days in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the 80s, he said, you stole a lot of money. I have to give you 5 months. He said, if you didn't rat out your co-conspirators, I'd give you 3 years. But so they went through all this stuff that he the Globe goes through all this story that he shook down this guy, that he got $450,000 off this father who wanted to get his daughter in. And it was a horrible decision. I never had so much money, seen that much money in my life, but I was thinking about my family. He was thinking about his family. He was the first in his family to go to college. Well, why is that now an excuse, by the way? I was the first in my family to go to college. I dare say many, many people listening to this broadcast or watching it were the first in their family. Did you ever think it was a big deal? Did your parents who went to high school, did they think it was a big deal? I kind of think no. But anyway, so I'm thinking this is a good story from the Globe. I'm surprised, you know, that they would do a good story like this. But then, so then I decided to look at the press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office. And it turns out that this $450,000 shakedown that that Rudolph Meredith did, this was just part of it. This was a minor part of what he did. Between 2015 and 2018, Meredith, who's got doing a sob story basically about him in the Globe, accepted a total of $860,000 in this conspiracy from this guy Singer. He was Rick Singer. He was the one who was running it. In exchange for purporting to recruit the children of Singer's clients to the Yale soccer team. So this bribe that he took of $450,000 that the Globe concentrated on, that was about a third of the money he got. He stole over $1 million from parents. I wonder why the Globe took care of this guy. I'm not surprised, but there it is. 844-500-4242. And again, we're going to get let's go to John because he wanted to talk about the markets here. John's always good to talk about the markets. And then I'm going to read you some of Trump has a big statement today about DeSantis and about the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal that I was telling you about earlier. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, you guys need a vacation after the last couple of days. It sounds stressful there.
The elections, and then we got thrown off the island.
That's true. Hey, well, speaking of thrown out, we threw out Sean Maloney for you, so there is some good news in America, right?
He must be desperate for a job. He called Nancy Pelosi a rock star on MSNBC last night.
Yeah. Hey, listen, real quick on the market, I just want to let you know, because it took off today, and as I told you a few weeks ago, a lot of people were betting, you know, were shorting the market, because it just sort of, that's just the way it is. But the inflation data that came out today, there was only two reasons. It was slightly better. It was like still 7%, right? There was a quirk in the way they calculate the medical expenses, but the real reason is used car prices dropped, and one of the reasons used car prices dropped is repossessions of automobiles, because the economy's starting to really go downhill now or picking up. So those repo dealers, when they seize the car, they blow them out. They want to sell them right away. So, you know, this is what I say. When you look at the headline numbers, you got to always, like, look through the data. And it was really due to repossessions picking up. The used car prices are dropping.
Yeah, so someone in our Let's Go Brandon segment last week, John, said that the repo guys came to take their car away because they couldn't get it fixed or something, and they owed more, so the guys just came. And the repo guy said they've never been busier than they are right now. This is what the guy said last week, and you're just confirming it.
Yeah, anyway, we haven't really changed our opinion here. And, you know, the good news is for people listening to your show, is the Dow now is only down about 5% or 4% for the year. So if you're uncomfortable with what Brandon's doing, you know, now's your chance. Don't sell in the hole, sell on the way up. But we're predicting that we're going to have a full-scale recession starting sometime in the second quarter of next year. And the unemployment rate, we think, is going to rise basically for the next 18 months after the actual recession starts. It started going up a little bit. So we think sort of the crap really hits the fan next year, and it's going to be protracted. And we're also looking for oil prices after this. They've sort of been, you know, in this reasonably stable range, but we're thinking they're going to go up the middle of next year because, again, there's been underinvestment. So I guess the main message is this thing today doesn't mean anything, this rally today. It's just short covering of people that had bets against the market.
You know, we're not in the most of us aren't in the market, but I think we know how it works now, you know, that they're just looking for a quick profit. They're day traders, just like a lot of us used to be, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, if you're sitting at home right now and you were really worried and your 401k was down, now that it's come back a lot, you can definitely reduce your risk and take advantage of it. Don't sit back. I mean, I don't tell people what to do, you know, unless I know them, but I'm just saying generically, this is the time now, not when it was completely in the hole. But unfortunately, the economic data we think is going to get a lot worse. I wish I had better news, but I did get rid of Maloney for you. So
yeah, no, we all appreciate that, and we appreciate all the voters in New York. You got rid of three or four other ones too, right? Couldn't oust Hochul, yeah. But you did the best you could with the depleted resources. Half of the Republican voters are down here now, you know.
Well, that's true. That's where I'll be heading, actually. So, but we got rid of him. We got rid of him. So that's good news. The Lee Zeldin really helped, though. I mean, if he didn't run a good race, we wouldn't have turned all these House races down here. And one thing I have to say, you're dead right about the Republican Party, because there's really no organization here, even though Zeldin ran it. And I thought about Willard Mitt Romney today. He did nothing to help Zeldin. Nothing. Zero.
Well, he basically stabbed Mike Lee in the back. He was the only Republican senator who wouldn't flat out endorse him. And Mike Lee's the other senator from Utah. He was with Evan McMuffin. God, it was disgraceful.
It's self-inflicted wounds. But these guys, I mean, they always say it's all Trump. But he could have helped Zeldin now that would have flipped New York. It might have flipped it. He only lost it by 300,000 votes. And this is the kind of crap you got to deal with when you're dealing with these Republicans that are not really Republicans.
Right. 781 says, can you ask him about diesel fuel and the shortage? What's the status with diesel fuel?
You know, Carl, there was a good story. Carl Icahn, who you know is one of your housemates down there in Florida somewhere. He moved down to Florida too. He was on CNBC talking about this today. The real problem is they've closed all these refineries down, and we're probably going to be able to get through the winter, but there's diesel should be trading at least $1 to $1.50 a gallon lower, but unfortunately, because the refineries are closed, there's plenty of crude oil, but the refinery shutdown is limiting the production of diesel. And unfortunately, it's going to stay up here, I think, at close to $5 a gallon for home heating oil.
Oh, that's such a crushing
blow.
Sorry,
I wish the only way you're going to see a real improvement in diesel is if you do have a big recession, right? There'll be less truck traffic. Less truck traffic means less demand for diesel. That means a little bit better for heating oil. But we don't really see a real serious downturn come until next year. So unfortunately, it might come down a little bit. But I would say if you get any chance to buy diesel or home heating oil at $4, it's $5.50 here in New York. If you get any chance, if there's any spike down for whatever reason, fill your tank at $4. Fill your tank at $4. It's not going much below that.
People are having problems just filling their tank, period, you know, let alone at whatever price. There are some places, some dealers are now restricting the deliveries. Thank you, John, though. We appreciate you checking in. 844-500-4242. As Marilyn said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. When your wife tells you she doesn't want anything for Christmas, she's lying. And you know she's lying. And she knows that you know she's lying. Be the star this holiday season and get her a pair of diamond alternative earrings for just $79. Grace and the mailroom manager love them. They will both tell you that the quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwald Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have over 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil, and they come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. These always sell out, and there is a limited supply. Men, be the star this Christmas and surprise her with a pair. And ladies, get the pair you've always wanted. This offer is only good for this week and while supplies last. Last Mother's Day, they sold out. So go early to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's DiamondXL.com, code Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Time to carefully dance with me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Republican, hold on, I've got to get the question up here. Which Republican would you like to see as the next House Speaker? James Comer, Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, Donald J. Trump, or what was the last one here? It's still loading.
I'm voting for Jim Jordan.
Steve Scalise was the last one. Now, the website's having a little trouble loading, but last I checked, I believe Jim Jordan was about 51%.
Okay, he's slowly fading. Yeah, okay. 844-500-4242. We have breaking news here from Donald Trump. This is an amazing statement that he's issued tonight. We'll get to Let's Go Brandon in just a moment, but I want to read you some of this statement. And this is all about Ron DeSantis. I mean, he's really angry about Ron DeSantis, and he lays out some of their background. I've told you some of it, the Fox connection and Adam Putnam, but this is a much more complete version of it. It's going to be very interesting to see how the Murdoch publications, including Fox News Channel, cover this. I'll just begin to read this statement. News Corp, which is Fox, the Wall Street, this is just issued a few minutes ago. News Corp, which is Fox, the Wall Street Journal, and the no longer great New York Post, bring back Call, that's Call Allen, the former editor who's retired, is all in for Governor Ron DeSanctimonious, an average Republican governor with great public relations who didn't have to close up his state but did, unlike other Republican governors. He has the advantage of sunshine, that's capital, all caps, where people from badly run states up north would go no matter who the governor was, just like I did. Ron came to me in desperate shape in 2017. He was politically dead, losing in a landslide to a very good agriculture commissioner, Adam Putnam, who was loaded up with cash and great poll numbers. Ron had low approval, bad polls, and no money. But he said that if I would endorse him, he could win. I didn't know Adam, so I said, let's give it a shot, Ron. When I endorsed him, it was as though, to use a bad term, a nuclear weapon went off. Years later, those were the exact words that Adam Putnam, that's the guy he beat, the agriculture commissioner, used in describing Ron's endorsement. He said, I went from having it made with no competition to immediately getting absolutely clobbered after your endorsement, unquote. I then got Ron by the star of the Democrat Party, Andrew Gillum, who was later revealed to be a crackhead, by having two massive rallies with tens of thousands of people at each one. I also fixed his campaign, which had completely fallen apart. This is President Trump saying this. I was all in for Ron, and he beat Gillum, but after the race, when votes were being stolen by the corrupt election process in Broward County, and Ron was going down 10,000 votes a day, along with then-now Senator Rick Scott, I sent in the FBI and the U.S. attorneys, and the ballot theft immediately ended just prior to them running out of the votes necessary to win. I stopped his election from being stolen. And now Ron DeSanctimonious is playing games. The fake news asked him if he's going to run if President Trump runs, and he says, I'm only focused on the governor's race. I'm not looking to the future. Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the right answer. Then the last paragraph. This is just like 2015 and 2016, a media assault, collusion, ! When Fox News fought me to the end until I won, and then they couldn't have been nicer or more supportive. The Wall Street Journal loved low-energy Jeb Bush and a succession of other people as they rapidly disappeared from sight, finally falling in line behind me after I easily knocked them out one by one. We're in exactly the same position now. They will keep coming after us, MAGA, but ultimately we will win. Put America first and make America great again. Boy, he couldn't have laid it out in a much more direct fashion than that. And the, you know, I don't know all of it, but I know a lot of the Fox connections and the Adam Putnam connection and the Broward County connection, and it's all true. Very interesting. 844-500-4242. People don't like this on the text line, but we're going to come back and do Let's Go Brandon. Get online now. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Someone just said, that story made no sense, Howie. Can you explain it to us? Basically, Trump is saying DeSantis was roadkill. He never should have gotten into the fight against Putnam because Putnam was a statewide candidate. He had all the public's money behind him. He was a popular young guy. He had been in Congress like DeSantis. He was going to lose, and DeSantis was sucking up to him and saying, can you bail me out? And Trump saved his ass by having the rallies for him. And that was how he turned around the election. And then when the election, they were trying to steal it in Fort Lauderdale in Broward County, Trump saved them again, and Rick Scott. And he said, now the Murdoch Empire, Fox, which is the Wall Street Journal, the Fox News Channel, and the New York Post, all of which are going after him with hammer and tong, Trump. He said they're going after him again, just like they supported Bush and then all the other candidates after Bush was knocked out of the race in 2015 and 2016. It's I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it comes across to people, really. But the texters are just saying, why doesn't he retire? And he's a turd in the punch bowl, and just he's turning into Howard Hughes. I voted for him twice. I wish he'd just go away. Here's another one, 917. He was great, but now it's DeSantis' turn. It's just people are angry about him going after DeSantis like this. I don't know. Maybe we should just take we'll take one call on this, or two, or a couple of calls. Just keep sending, and we want your your Let's Go Brandon stories about shrinkflation, inflation, supply shortages as well. And if you can't call in to 844-500-4242, you can text Howie, 617-213-1066. Virginia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Virginia.
Hi, good evening, Howie. My name is Virginia. I live in a very small town up in northern New Hampshire. And I was listening to your show tonight, and my husband and I are both what we would call ourselves Trumpers. We voted for President Trump in both elections, and were very, very disappointed when he lost the second election. It's just that listening to what he's been saying, okay, about Ron DeSantis in the last few days, this past week, with all the comments he's made, he sounds like a spoiled child, all right? And it's actually turning me off. So I'm very disappointed in the way he's acting. Okay, that's
do,
that's
do you think, I mean, let me make his point of view, though, just to give the other side. I mean, do you think DeSantis owes him something? I mean, because I think most of what he said is in that statement that I just read is true.
Probably is true, but when you do something for someone, do you feel like they're obligated and that they owe you something in the future?
No.
It's the old
saying, no good deed goes unpunished, right? And I mean, with Trump's experience, you would think he would understand that. You know, you have no friends in politics. No permanent friends, no permanent enemies, only permanent interests. I mean, that's what Bismarck said about Germany, and it's the same in politics, isn't it?
It is the same. He's coming across. I mean, it's just he's coming across. Like I said, he sounds like a spoiled child, like a spoiled brat. And I'm very disappointed in him with it. All right.
Yeah. This is going to be a very interesting interesting couple of days. I don't know if it's going to be cashed out over the Fox News channel or not, though, you know. It'll be in the New York Post, but I'm surprised it's not already the lead in the New York Post, and it's not. So we'll see. Thank you for the call Virginia. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, Trump never learned Reagan's 11th commandment. Never criticize a fellow Republican. I think Trump is really hitting below the belt to go after DeSantis. I think Trump's interference during this cycle, during the midterms, hurt Republicans and hurt our interests. I really think it's time for him to quiet down and step aside.
But, you know, what? It wasn't all interference, Steve. I mean, a lot of these guys were very happy to have him come in.
I think it was a mistake on their part. You know, I think Trump is just too much of a lightning rod, and too many people suffer from Trump fatigue. Howie, I voted for him twice, but I don't think I could live with another 4 years of a Trump presidency. It's just too much drama, too many mud fights every time he turns around.
But the problem is you now have total incompetence in there. The economy is in shambles. The foreign policy is in shambles. The border is in shambles. Crime is out of control. I mean, surely you can handle a few mean tweets in return for a stable, prosperous nation, can't you, Steve?
Howie, in 2024, I'm voting for whoever the Republican nominee. But I think it's time for Trump to let the party. I don't think we're going to have a chance if Trump is the nominee. But I'll vote for him if that's the case.
Yeah. I think that's what it's going to come down to. People are going to it's not going to be, you know, what did you do for us yesterday? Or, you've given me a lot of money in my pocket and a lot of laughs. It's going to be, can you win? That's the important thing. I mean, we can't take much more of this. This is... They're on a whirlwind mission to destroy the United States of America. I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, you can't cause this kind of chaos by mistake, by just random actions. They're doing this deliberately. It's got to be stopped. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Steve. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. The country can't afford to lose because of, Trump's ego. You know what I mean? Because he is a lightning rod. And I just don't think, if I have a crystal ball and says he's going to win, then fine. But we can't afford to have him run again and not win. That's how I look at it. So, and I've been saying this for a while. Let DeSantis knows how to battle the media. He really is a Trump Jr. He's just not as arrogant or abrasive. What's the word? Like, just he can insult the media and still be polite doing it. So when Trump, every once in a while he'd go, cry. Like, he'd have to get the last word, crying Chuck Schumer. You know, yes, at a rally it'd be funny, but he'd say, like, during the press conferences, during, like, COVID. And, like, why is he saying that? You know, it just doesn't look good. And a lot of women that are Republicans, and I know a few of them, they're like, they were turned off by him. They did not vote because of that. Not that they agreed with Biden. And you could say, hey, do they know what's at stake? No, a lot of people don't know what's at stake. They really don't.
Yeah. Those are good points you raise, Mike. I've seen it myself. You know, we've all seen it with these women. I've told the story. I was in a Sunday morning. I was having breakfast with the mailroom manager, and these two suburban rich ladies were there. You know, they were housewives. And they were a couple tables over, and Trump started tweeting something out, and it was just driving them crazy. And they were just I don't think they could finish their meal. They were so mad, and they were looking at their phones, and it was cracking me up. I mean, it was making my day watching them go crazy, but. You know, there's no way you could ever get those women to vote for Trump. They despised him. And I'm sure that their net worths or their husband's net worths probably doubled during those 4 years. But they still hated him. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm trying to just be a neutral observer here tonight. I mean, I'm not going to turn on Trump. I mean, I love Trump. But I understand what some of these people are saying, and I can understand his anger here, but this is the kind of thing that you, I mean, most people, not just politicians, but most people wouldn't say this kind of thing about someone they were angry at. They would just, they would have somebody else say it, or they would say according to sources or something like that. I mean, he just comes out and lays it right on the line, and I got no problem with this. I don't think there's, I mean, I don't think this is like, I mean, it's kind of weird, and it's kind of, it's over the top, but I don't think it's below the belt. Whereas, I mean, saying that he knows stuff about DeSantis and is going to release it, I mean, that was, to me, even that was a bridge too far. And again, you know, I'm a tabloid guy. I worked for Fox for a number of years at the Boston Herald. And I don't have too many problems with printing anything that can be stood up. 844-500-4242, 781. Sounds like a lot of lots of amnesia and lots of ingrates. Look at all the candidates he helped versus all the other Republicans. Biden can't help anyone. Obama never could help anyone. 207, I love Trump, but this crazy talk is way too much. And we'll take some more calls. We'll do Let's Go Brandon tomorrow. The breaking news had trumped Let's Go Brandon tonight, but we'll do it tomorrow night. You know, I love MyPillow's products. I sleep on their pillows. I wear their slippers. I even got a new bed for my home in Florida, and I missed it last night when I was in the motel in Boca because the mattress wasn't as good as the one I have in my own condo. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's MyPillow's bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. And you know how much I value my sleep. These sheets are luxurious and ultra soft. For a limited time, Howie Carr Show listeners can get MyPillow's amazing sheets for as little as $29.98. That's right, as little as $29.98. Trust me, you'll love them. They have a 10-year warranty on all products, and right now, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right, orders placed between now and December 25th will have their money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2023. Happy holidays to all of you. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and more. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
President Trump just put out a really amazing statement about Ron DeSantis, how he got him elected, and how News Corp, which is Fox News Channel, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Post is out to get him. And it's really interesting statement. We should tweet that out, Taylor, if it has, you know, just put it out on our website so people can see it. 978, here come the anti-Trump people. Best president since Reagan. Stay the course. Mega MAGA will win. 2 years is a long time. Let's see. 781, sounds like lots of amnesia and lots of ingrates. Look at all the candidates he helped win versus all other Republicans. 207, he attacks DeSantis on COVID when Trump turned his presidency over to Fauci and Burks. He did. What was Trump supposed to do in that situation? He was going to be blamed one way or the other. It was like he was caught in a, and I don't know, you know, he has good political instincts, the best political instincts, or did have them, and he couldn't get out. It was a trap. The panic, you know, he was in a position where he couldn't do anything, an impossible position. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, thanks. Two things real quick. When Trump was in office, he was doing great. So the rhetoric is rhetoric, so you can think what you can think about it. People on the left are always going to hate him no matter what. I think he needs his, like, Bill Clinton sister soldier moment, like a reverse moment where he can really kind of bring himself to the center, get these people on the left thinking, this guy's not that bad, you know? Like, he needs something to happen because, you know, shooting yourself in the foot's not a great way to go about it, but he's always been very outspoken, and that's never changed my vote, so.
You're still with him?
Yep.
Thanks, Brian. 508, if they piss off Trump, he'll run as third party. That's a very good point, 508. I think they have to think about that for sure. 844-500-4242. 508, we must win in 2024. We are always going to appreciate 45, but he's hurting conservatives and helping Dems with this selfish and self-serving tantrum. We cannot go all in for someone who's willing to spot the Dems a 4-touchdown lead before the game starts. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Okay, I got a golf analogy so everyone can see it. Donald Trump is like Lee Trevino when every Republican candidate has their ball buried in a trap. He pitches them out and gets them 4 feet from the pin. It's up for them to sink the putt. Now, the problem is because Republican leadership like Mitch McConnell would rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. And they are cutting the legs off the very people that he's pitching up right to the cup, like Bolduc, Leavitt. They're abandoning those people. He got them out of the trap. He's got them up there. It's up to them. But it's not Trump that's taking their legs out. It's Mitch McConnell and the old boys.
Those are good points, Zebra. And, it was Mitch McConnell who pulled the money out of Bolduc's campaign, as we've talked about over and over again. And Rick Scott had to come in and give him $1 million just to get him across the finish line. And we thought it was going to make the difference, but it didn't. Thanks for the call, Zebra. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yes, hey, H. Just crazy conspiracy. My friend and I were thinking about this. And what if... This is just a complete fugazi where Trump does not want to run the next time. He's already won. He's won two elections.
Oh, he wants to run, George. I disagree totally.
Okay. I hear you. Just hear me out. And this is the way to get DeSantis clean of Trump. You know what I mean? Trump always is ahead of everybody. And is he going to pull the same stunts as he did the last election or the election before? Probably not.
I think Trump wouldn't be doing this if he didn't want to run. He wouldn't have been running around all last week, going to Iowa, going to Pennsylvania, going to Miami, going to Ohio. He wouldn't have been doing all that if he didn't want to run. I mean, it's like people said he didn't want to run. He didn't want to be elected in 2016. Yeah, that's why he was in Manchester on election eve, and then he flew to Grand Rapids, Michigan at midnight. He was campaigning, having rallies on election day. He wants it bad. 844-500-4242-207 says Trump can cut the party in half, so Republican leadership needs to tread very lightly. They sure do. They sure do. We'll be talking about this tomorrow. And we will do Let's Go Brandon tomorrow. I apologize, but breaking news. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.